I've seen dozens of Beckett productions, so it's been surprising to me that as the productions have added up over the months, I've responded in a new way. I've been laughing a lot harder. Several of this year's performances emphasized Beckett's humor, especially the productions at BAM. In Happy Days, Fiona Shaw played Winnie, the character buried up to her waist in Act 1 and up to her neck in Act 2, with a chirpy kind of cheerfulness. In Endgame, John Turturro played Ham, the dictatorial protagonist who cannot stand up or see, with funny, self-dramatizing flourishes. The current productions at Lincoln Center have a different texture, but they also highlight what Ham says in Endgame. There is nothing funnier than unhappiness. Here's what the narrator of First Love says about graveyards. The smell of corpses, distinctly perceptible under those of grass and humus mingled, I do not find unpleasant. A trifle on the sweet side, perhaps, a trifle heady, but how infinitely preferable to what the living emit. First Love and I'll Go On are adapted from Beckett's fiction. They tell pathetic tales of loveless, lonely men trapped in torrents of inner dialogue. But the beauty of their words and the ugliness of their visions are so incongruous, you just have to laugh. And in laughing aloud with other people, I felt the plays shift into a new dimension. Beckett was writing in the shadow of the two world wars and the threat of nuclear annihilation. His radical, revelatory experiments with fiction and drama pushed deep into the void of lonely consciousness. Beckett obsessively refined a sense of stasis. "Nothing to be done" is the opening line of Waiting for Godot. But today, existential anxiety doesn't come from a fear of eternal emptiness. It comes from glut. Nonstop news, relentless cell phones, constant Twitter updates, all buzzing above and muffling the financial meltdown and endless war. Nowadays, there are too many things to do, and every one of them feels meaningless because of the very abundance of options. Watching Beckett this year, I felt a collective feeling of futility for the first time. Noticing others laughing around me, I confronted not just the naked fact of individual existence, but a communal angst, the fear that all of us, together, are stuck. Sharing Beckett's mirthless laughter with others connected me to this common predicament. This is the experience Beckett offers for a 21st century sort of despair. The kind of laugh you can choke on.